This story is read by Derek Forgan. Private Robert MacDonald, service number 7292 of the 34th Battalion Australian Infantry. Robert MacDonald was born in Aberdalgie on the 2nd November 1896 to George Buchan MacDonald and Betsy Hood MacDonald, who had married in Forfar in 1892. He was the second of five brothers. In 1901, when Robert was five, the family lived in Craigie, Perthshire, and his father's occupation was a mason's labourer. But 10 years later, they had all moved to Easter Bonhard in Scoon. His father had now become a farmer, and Robert and his brother James were assisting their father on the farm. Robert's father died in Scoon in 1914, aged 49. In 1914, Robert emigrated to Australia and lived in Cronulla, New South Wales, where he worked as a ploughman. On the 16th of January 1917, he signed the oath in Sydney, New South Wales, and enlisted into the Australian Imperial Forces. Robert embarked at Sydney on the 10th of February 1917, boarding the RMS Austerlitz, and reached Plymouth on the 11th of April. From there he went to Windmill Hill at Perham Downs in Wiltshire, which was an Australian Army training camp, and was assigned to the 63rd Battalion. During his time in England, Robert went AWOL between the 15th of July and the 1st of August 1917, for which he was punished with 18 days detention and forfeited 41 days pay. He served his sentence in Parkhouse Detention Barracks on the Isle of Wight. On the 23rd of August 1917, Robert proceeded overseas from Southampton and reached Rouen, France, the next day. On the 2nd of September 1917, Robert transferred to the 36th Battalion and was wounded in the arm by gunshot a few weeks later. He was taken to a casualty clearing station, then transported to hospital in Birmingham on board the hospital ship Panama on the 19th of October 1917. Robert had an accident on the 15th of January 1918 involving a shotgun, which required him to be admitted to the War Hospital in Perth. A court of inquiry held on the 28th of January showed that the soldier Robert MacDonald was injured accidentally. The report reads, "Shotgun went off and shattered the third toe of left foot. Two adjacent toes received superficial skin wounds. The third toe was amputated. Soldier to blame? No." After a period with the Overseas Training Brigade at Deverell Longbridge in Wiltshire, Robert returned to France in May 1918 and was transferred to the 34th Battalion. For the first few months of 1918, the 34th Battalion alternated between periods of rest, training, labouring and service in the line. When the German army launched its last great offensive in the spring of 1918, the battalion was part of the force deployed to defend the approach to Amiens around Villers-Bretonneux. On the 8th of August 1918, it fought in the Battle of Amiens, during the rapid advance that followed, and in the Battle of St. Quentin Canal. This was the operation that breached the Hindenburg Line at the end of September 1918, thus sealing Germany's defeat. In mid-August 1918, the battalion was in the Vert-sur-Corbie area. Robert MacDonald died on the 24th of August 1918. There are no details available on how he died. There are no particular battles shown in the war diary for that day, although the statistics does have one man killed in action. No other details are available. Robert is buried in Beacon Cemetery, Sailly-Laurette, France, in Plot 1, Row A, Grave 4. Robert's headstone is engraved with the words, "Though death divides, fond memories cling," as requested by his mother, Betsy. He was 21 years old. He was awarded the Star, Victory and British War Medals. We will remember them.